In late June, the Chittenden Solid Waste District, which services the Burlington, Vermont region, began to get calls from customers that bought compost that something was wrong with their plants. The district halted sales and sent samples of the compost for testing. UVM Extension plant pathologist Ann Hazelrigg explains that two different pesticides were found in the compost.
One is called clopyrrolid and the other is picloram. And they do have good uses. They control broadleaf weeds in the proper situations. But what happened here was it got mixed in with the compost, and then we're seeing a lot of damage. The most susceptible plants were tomatoes, potatoes, peppers, eggplants, asters, beans, sunflowers. And what it does to the plant, it causes the new growth to become really curled and twisted, so that you probably won't get much production.
150 gardens have been checked for contamination, and so far, 80% have confirmed damage. More than 200 are still to be surveyed by technicians from the Chittenden Solid Waste District. This week, district commissioners voted to approve a compost assistance program. Marketing specialist Michelle Morris.
We want to take responsibility right up front for any product that we've sold, and that we can verify that someone has purchased our product and has experienced damage to their gardens, then we want to make it right. And our board, they are considering this very seriously and wanted to make it right with our customers.
The package is being put in place pending legal review. Michelle Morris says they're working on a procedure for customers to get refunds.
The very first thing folks would need to do is report that they have observed what they think is herbicide damage in their gardens, and that they are Green Mountain Compost customers. We are now sending field technicians out into the field to gather more data, verify the reports, and then we're going to refund customers directly who purchased any product from us or from a retailer and they don't get their money back from the retailers. Beyond that, we're also offering some additional compensation for things like seeds, plants, that sort of thing.
The district's Michelle Morris says they are working with the Agency of Agriculture and the Attorney General's office in an investigation to determine how the compost was contaminated.
These are highly regulated chemical compounds, and to apply one of them, you have to be a registered user, and applications of the other is banned in certain situations. So the state of Vermont regulates how these chemicals are used and whether they can even be used in certain situations. And one of them, there's no record with the state of it having been used in Vermont in the last 3 years. So either someone's using it illegally or it's being used in an off-label use. We're really pursuing it aggressively with the state and the Attorney General's office, and they're doing their own investigations independent of us.
A link to more information on the compost assistance program is available through our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.